Welcome to Mind Styling, the podcast that explores how we can win at the game inside our heads and make a mark on this world in our own unique style, on our own terms.
We interview entrepreneurs and leaders who aren't afraid to push the boundaries and set their own definitions of success. We will share with you the tips and techniques they use to style their mind and give you the tools you need to start mind styling for yourself.
Hello, Mind Stylists. Becky here. Welcome to another episode of Mind Styling. I'm just here to tell you that we have decided to split today's interview into two. Our interview is with Helena Hills, and she had so much to say about building a business, but also a lot to say about ADHD and her journey with it. So we wanted to give you time to focus on each of those topics separately. So we hope you enjoy today's episode, and you'll be able to look forward to more from Helena coming very soon. On with the episode. Hello, Mind Stylists. Welcome to another episode of Mind Styling. I'm Dr. Becky Sage.
And I'm Amy Armstrong.
And today we are so happy to be joined by Helena Hills, who is the founder of True Start Coffee. True Start is a feel-good coffee that exists to spread massive positive energy. It's a multi-award-winning challenger coffee master brand with vibrant, clean, healthy coffee for every occasion. At its core, it's an ethical family business that puts people first. As well as being an energetic, ethical CEO, Helena is extremely passionate about the importance of championing neurodiversity. Helena, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Awesome to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hello. No problem. So we're going to dive straight in. Can you tell us a little bit more about True Start Coffee, where it came from and what your journey was to get there?
Oh God, it's such a big question. I mean, you've actually done an awesome intro there, so thank you. But you've already said, you know, we're an ethical family business based here in not so sunny Bristol today. And we make incredibly tasty, super clean coffee, from awesome drinks like cold drinks to all sorts of hot coffees, that literally exist to spread just huge positive energy and make you feel amazing. So that is our like reason for existing, because really that is what coffee is supposed to do. Like, I don't know, are you guys both coffee drinkers?
I am.
I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, I won't judge you for it, Amy.
I do exist to spread massive positive joy. So I'm completely signed up.
I can tell that, and that's amazing. And don't worry, I won't hold it against you. But I mean, most people, maybe not you, Amy, but most people pretty heavily rely on coffee like every day to wake us up. And, you know, it helps us focus. It does all sorts of things. It's like a wonder drink. But my husband, Simon, and I, so my husband's my business partner as well, we just feel like coffee has got totally and utterly lost as what it's supposed to do is make you feel good. And somewhere along the way, over like centuries of humans drinking it, the industry now at the one end is absolutely dominated by like conglomerate mega corporations, right? Who are just like really big, really beige, really boring and just bland. All the bees, actually. I think I've just used a lot of adjectives really in bees. They're very commodity driven and just profit is absolutely ahead of anything and everything else. And it doesn't feel particularly good to like even buy those products or drink them, to be honest. We're talking about the biggest companies in the world. And then at the other end of the scale, you've got lots and lots of often smaller coffee businesses that are doing great things, usually making really, really good coffee, but often doing it in a way that attracts the sort of hipster, more like self-confessed coffee snobbery usually. And that's quite intimidating for your average person, like you and me, who just want an awesome cup of coffee of a day without needing a chemistry degree to make it and feel good. And that's the big majority of people, you know, that don't particularly feel good about megacorp coffee, don't feel good about like kind of intimidating, super, super high-end coffee. And that is exactly what True Start is turning on its head. We feeling good is for everyone. That is what coffee is supposed to do. And that is what we're totally committed to doing, right? Is bringing feel good, super clean coffee to the masses. And honestly, like, I mean, it goes without saying really, but now more than ever, people need help to feel great and to flourish. And I'm proud to say actually that True Start has been able to thrive over the last year because I think our reason for existing has just landed so much with people. But yeah, that's us, I suppose. I think, you know, personally, I'm such a massive advocate of the power of positive emotion and energy for mm-hmm. our brains, because if we're in like a environment where negative energy is pervasive, this is like really well researched in psychology. Mm-hmm. Our brains literally, yep. humans, we shut down. Our brains go into like fight, flight, freeze. I always find that such a mouthful, but that's the mode we go into. And our like ability to think creatively and to be ourselves, it's just completely thwarted. Whereas if we're put in a positive environment, and I'm not talking about like fluffy unicorn rubbish, like toxic positivity. I'm talking like real positive emotions, and there's loads of them. There's love, there's pride, there's determination, mm-hmm. there's so many. Those emotions are proven in positive psychology to unlock our potential by just broadening our horizons, our ability to think laterally, and really be able to be our bolder self. And that, I do get quite existential about it.
Oh, you're speaking to the converted here. I think we're all part of this tribe. Yeah.
Well, this is so true. Like, and even before the chaos of the last year, like the world was feeling like quite a negative place, right? Like so mm-hmm. much, so much like, well, social media is not great for, you know, like pervasive negativity, is it? And just being in a more digital world, we have lost connection to things like nature as much as we probably should, which is like a huge way of making our brains feel good and giving it a dopamine kick. And this is before the chaos of the last year came along. So it's never been more important to like really, really drive positive energy and emotion, because otherwise we are all going to find ourselves locked in little boxes. Mm. And that is no good for the future of humanity, is it? So that's why True Start exists. Just to, like, I really believe that energy is infectious. It is contagious. And that's what we're here to do, to be that energy. So that, and I see it in people. Like day one was Simon and I in a field, right? A few years ago when we started True Start, we went to this like really rubbish 10K running race. Yeah. So it was in a field near Taunton here in the Southwest. And it was like a really crap event. It was like 20 people. And it was like really early, as these things usually are. It was great. It was freezing cold. And we rocked up with, everyone was pretty miserable, rocked up with like tunes, music blaring loudly, big smiles on our faces, and just loads of energy, and handing out shots of True Start. It was our original, it was our instant coffee. And just saying like, have an awesome race to people. And you saw them go from like, why am I not in bed, to like their faces just lighting up, you know? And they did their 10K and they came back like buzzing, like, oh my God, I got a personal best, it's PB coffee. And we just, like, honestly, we had like, that was the day we started to really get our first like real community fans. Like, we've got such amazing mm-hmm. loyal customer base, and that was the first day we started building it, you know? But it was importantly, like, these people skipped off back to their car after this race, right? And we saw for the first time, firsthand, the genuine, meaningful impact you can have on someone's day with a barrage of positive energy and obviously a cup of True Start. So True Start is epic coffee, but honestly, it's more about the feeling. Coffee, it turns out, is a great vehicle for this feeling. That's all we exist for.
So you said that was the first time you saw that impact, but it seems to be something that was really important to you already. That's kind of why you were doing it in the first place. So kind of where can you take us back to that time when you went, we want positive vibes, you want like good energy, good positive, you know, emotions in people. And there's coffee.
Yeah.
And these two things are going to come together and you're going to drive that forward. How did that happen?
Do you know what? It's such an interesting question, because that was never a light bulb moment that happened before that mm-hmm. event. Do you know what I mean?
Like, interesting. Okay.
It is actually only in the last year that I have really realized, through a lot of introspection and a lot of like, the past year has been quite transformative for me on a personal level as well as for True Start. But by looking back, that Simon and I have always wanted to do our own thing. We've always had this real like itch to do that. And we've always been very impact driven. And we've followed our own like rudder and given each other the confidence to do that. It's a big part of the how. But it's actually only like that positive energy and exuberance comes completely naturally to me. And there is a reason for that, right? Talking about neurodiversity, which I will get onto. Mm-hmm. But fundamentally, it is a completely natural internal thing that I truly believe that I was put on this earth to spread that energy and make people feel good. Like, I truly believe that. And it's how I feel best when I see people's faces light up and I'm like, they are going to have a great day. They can go and smash their own thing. Like, and it doesn't matter what that thing is. And True Start actually started in sport. We were at a 10K running race for a reason. So when we had the original idea for True Start, which was actually for like clean coffee that makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. So aside from the branding and the vibe making you feel good, the coffee itself does too. And that's part of it. So basically, before True Start, Simon and I both had, I thought we were busy, but back then we didn't have children and we didn't have a business. So we definitely weren't busy, but we had busy jobs apparently. And we were on the road a lot, especially me. And I was drinking so much coffee because we were training for this Ironman triathlon as well. So we were quite into like nutrition and just sort of thinking about food and drink a lot from that perspective. Mm. And I was drinking all this coffee because I would go and see a customer. It's like a 2 or 3 hour drive. And, you know, I'd have like a big latte or something from like a high street coffee shop. And half the time I would feel quite sick after that coffee, quite sensitive to caffeine. So I would have like heart palpitations sometimes and I would just not feel good. But then other times I would notice that my coffee wasn't doing the job at all. I realized that I needed more to get going. And we just started to look into it. We were doing this triathlon and we were like, okay, what effect does caffeine actually have on our bodies, etc.? And we found out that actually caffeine varies in coffee a huge amount. You never really know what you're getting. It's a bit like buying a bottle of wine and not knowing if it's like 3% or like 30%, which just is ludicrous, but that is genuinely what we're dealing with coffee. And we were pretty mind blown by that, but also the fact that like I would always order like a latte if I went to like a high street coffee shop, because the taste of the coffee did not particularly good, so you feel like you need milk and sugar in it, and that kind of made me feel sick. And anyway, just like, we were like, surely we're not the only people in the world who think really clean, reliably caffeinated coffee that makes you feel good every time, but with no crash, no jitters, no heart palpitations. Surely we're not the only ones in the world who think that would be awesome. Long story short, and it is a long story. We developed the first and actually still the only coffee in the world that has a consistent, reliable level of caffeine that is enough to make you feel good, but without having your heart jump out of your chest, you know? So, and mm-hmm. that really like hit home with the sports world, especially endurance, triathlon, running, cycling, swimming. And that's where we started. Our roots are very much in fitness and wellness. And over the first 2 or 3 years before we had the boys, we were at events every like 2 or 3 a week. It was ridiculous. We were on like lots of really early starts with all these really early events. And that was really how it all began. And it wasn't until a couple of years in where we were like, you know what, because our first iteration of our branding was very serious and sporty looking, and we were like, we had a real like tribe around True Start, but we felt really constrained by the sports world. And we were like, what is it? We would ask our customers, we've always been really close to them, what is it you love so much about TrueSelf? Why are you so loyal? And they would all say a variation of, it's your energy and your outlook. And they just resonated with it so much. So it would really attract people who have a massive zest for life and just need a bit of energy to fulfill that, you know? And we basically realized that our visual identity as a brand did not match at all the reason people loved us. It looked really serious. Our vibe at events and stuff is total opposite. So we rebranded into the vibrant lifestyle visual identity that you see today. Because we're all about being the most vibrant, valued, like genuinely bringing value to people who drink our coffee, iconic coffee brand in the world, ultimately, because we're turning on its head the way coffee is done. And that's how it all sort of happened, very much following our gut and learning so much. Like, we didn't have a background in food and drink. I was doing software sales before TrueStar. Simon was a civil engineer. So he was like really, really different. And it's only now looking back that we've like thought about how it's all happened. Obviously, we've done lots of thinking. And I have ADHD, right? I have severe ADHD. And for most people, probably if what you know about ADHD represents the average, then probably everything you know about it is wrong. So ADHD is a neurobiological condition, which is fundamentally, I'm really going to oversimplify it here, it is a low baseline level of dopamine, okay? Mm-hmm. So my brain has a low baseline level of dopamine compared to like a neurotypical person, which means that I have not only the symptoms of low dopamine, which are very extensive and for me quite severe, everything from physical symptoms like, so Parkinson's disease is also a disease associated with low dopamine. So I get like muscle tremors and all kinds of things like that. But also issues with working memory, brain fog. There is a real extensive list I won't bore you with. But also an ADHD brain is in a constant state of self-stimulation of dopamine. So hence it's associated with kids who are highly distractible and basically constantly trying to find something to stimulate themselves. Yeah. Now, if you find something, if you have an ADHD brain and you find something that does stimulate your dopamine, then you are utterly unstoppable. Because you just lock into it, hyper focus on it. And it's like, I always say that it should be attention deficit, attention surplus hyperactivity, not attention deficit. Like, got more attention than I know what to do with when it's funneled into the right place. Mm-hmm. But basically, energy, as I said, is contagious. And if I am in a negative environment, my already low dopamine level plummets through the floor and the repercussions are catastrophic, I would say. So positive emotion and energy is really, really critical to my daily functioning. So I have to generate it in like massive amounts of energy, like proactive energy. And I have to channel my energy positively. Otherwise, you don't want to know what happens if I don't. So that's very naturally who I am. And I really believe that regardless of where your brain sits on any neurological spectrum, positive emotion is really critical to it functioning at its best.
Yes.
So it's only, it's TrueStart did not come about from a light bulb moment about positive energy. Mm. It's just core. It's in our fabric. It came from a light bulb moment about actually coffee being clean. And funnily enough, caffeine increases the dopamine availability in our brain.
I was going to ask that.
So there's a lot of there's a lot of science behind why coffee, you know, it can be really, really good for you for loads and loads of reasons. But for me, so my ADHD is unmedicated, apart from by TrueStart. So for me, some brains need stimulating to calm down. Others need like traditionally calming to calm down. My brain needs stimulating to calm down. Before I've had a coffee, I am super jittery. So it's like the other way around.
I get that with coffee. where I'm like, if yeah, it can't kind of calms yeah. me. I think I don't know if that's just because I also really enjoy it. So it's like a moment of pleasure.
Absolutely.
For me. It's
and
a moment
also,
of space.
Don't underestimate the importance of that. Like food and drink is supposed to lift our emotions, lift our spirits. Like emotional connection to food and drink is more important now than God. It certainly was a year ago. People, we need to get our joy from somewhere, right?
And yeah, it's the only thing we've
had. Totally. And I sometimes talk about, like, you know, the armed forces, yeah, in their ration packs, they have sticks of coffee. And there's a reason they have sticks of coffee instead of caffeine pills. Caffeine pills are definitely lighter, cheaper. Like, why don't they just have caffeine pills? And the reason is because they need the morale. They need the morale boost of coffee is absolutely critical. It's not just a nice to have. If our brains are not functioning properly, then our bodies aren't going to either.
Oh, my goodness. So this performance enhancing drug on so many different levels.
Yes, it really is.
And it sounds to me, though, as if that when you aligned your natural vibrancy and joy and love of life with the brand and you fully embraced it, that's when it took off. Is that a
yes.
fair?
It's 100% accurate. Yeah.
That rocket fuel.
Yes, absolutely. Whereas I think in the early days, I was like, maybe trying to be something that I wasn't just because I maybe didn't trust who I am. And so I wasn't like proactively trying to be something that I'm not. But I was like, oh, this is what we are doing. We're doing sporty coffee. That was probably how I was like subconsciously in my head, but it didn't actually manifest when I meet people because I can't be serious and sporty and I like sport, but not like it's not like everything I am, you know? So yeah. That is absolutely accurate. When we like gave ourselves permission to unleash who we really are and reflect that in the brand, oh my God, yeah, True Stars just like become a rocket ship since then.
This is something I've been really examining recently and really trying to get back to that. It's actually going back to the things that come most naturally to you, right? And it's taking off things. It's not trying to put things on. It's being like, oh, I don't need to like channel myself into this
and
person
how
or whatever.
Hard is that to even realize?
Yeah. It's really hard, especially if you're okay, right?
You're supposed to build on yourself. Yeah. Actually, just need to get really comfortable with who you are. Because like, so every single one of us, and it's like, so I've got a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old, right? And I'm like, how do I make sure that they can just really like become themselves, like whoever they are? Like, you know, because we'll spend our lives trying to fit into this society, which makes sense. Like, you know, otherwise if everyone was living in their own world, it would be a bit of chaos. But equally, like every single one of us, and talking of neurodiversity, it literally doesn't matter. Everything's a spectrum there. Whether you're in what, you know, what they refer to as a typical spectrum or a diverse spectrum, the reality is all of us have totally different brains, like a fingerprint. Like, that's right, isn't it? I just totally questioned myself there. I was like, does a fingerprint? Do I have a fingerprint to it? I don't know. Anyway, but every brain is so different and we all have something truly amazing to bring to the party, but like we can't unlock it if we're trying to be something else or not believing in ourselves. Like I was on the phone to someone a few weeks ago who said a comment that like really stuck to me. So like, I can't remember what I said, but she said, oh my God, how did you get there? My brain would have absolutely never thought of that. And I said to her, yeah, but your brain would go a million places that mine never, ever would. And she looked at me like, oh, that's true. And that is true. And that is my point. People spend so much energy looking at others and going, oh my God, like, how did you think of that? Like, you know, you did this amazing thing or whatever. And I'm like, you look at your own amazing things, thoughts, actions. And it's just, we really do all have something amazing to bring to the party. And for, I think, the vast majority of people, that is locked away. And back to that whole existential piece, imagine if all of our potential was unlocked. We've got so many.
We've got
so many problems in the world. Like, it would be pretty like good if we could unleash some, you know, individual potential on a collective scale. It would be good.
Absolutely.
Helena, how did you connect with that wonderful self-belief? Because ADHD, actually, it can be, as you've inferred, it can be chronically debilitating. The anxiety and the self-doubt and the feeling of difference. And you have embraced it and lent in and made it yours and helped enable yourself to just light up. What was your journey? How did you do that?
I'm feeling quite emotional hearing you talk there. So I struggle with all that stuff, okay? Mm. So what people see on the outside is just part of what someone is, right? And I absolutely do struggle with self-doubt and mega negative internal rhetoric, which is a real, like, real challenge for people with ADHD. And so I'm really lucky in my support network. So talking of positive environment, a positive environment is critical to any level of self-belief, I think. And so I have parents who, even though I was pretty difficult as a child, they have never stopped believing in me, my abilities, my potential. Mm. And I have a husband who loves me for exactly who I am, as opposed to trying to make me somebody that I'm not. And I have some really, really special friends that I can say the same thing about. And so I'm really lucky to be surrounded by truly amazing people. And interestingly, though, with ADHD, so I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was 7. But until a year ago, I spent my entire adult life wrongly believing that ADHD is a behavioral disorder that explained why I was a challenging child. But I didn't ever want it to become an excuse for me, like, not succeeding in my head, whatever that meant. And I put it in a box and I pretended to myself and to everyone else that I didn't have it. So I've been with my husband for like 12 years, and he could probably count, before a year ago, he could probably count on one hand the number of times I mentioned it. So he knew I had a childhood diagnosis, but that's it. Yeah. We never thought about it outside of that. But a combination of having 2 babies in 2 years and then the stress of lockdown, because there's a cortisol and stress hormone element to all of this, like a really big element. I said I was oversimplifying it earlier. I'm sure you guys know that. So the stress of lockdown fundamentally started to trigger like much more severe symptoms than usual. And during the first lockdown last year, I had this full on light bulb moment. And it sounds so weird, but I literally suddenly remembered that I have ADHD. And it sounds weird, but that is literally what happened. Mm. Interestingly enough, we were watching a program on TV and there was a guy on there with ADHD. And I literally looked at him and I said to my husband, I was like, I just realized that is what there was a definite association with how I was feeling. And I was just completely compelled to, talking about hyperfocus earlier, my brain locked in. And within like, I don't know, 24 hours, I knew more about ADHD than like most people would probably even think about during like a year of it. I was like, really quickly, I established quite an obsession actually with like brains and hormones. And I've always been interested in that stuff anyway. But I learned at that point that I experience daily life differently from a neurotypical person. Really genuinely did not realize that before, didn't know. And I cannot believe that I've gone this long in my adult life. So I'll be 34 next month, wondering every day what on earth was wrong with me, when it turns out that the answer is nothing. My brain's just wired differently. And I need to accept and embrace that. And I really believe that ADHD is only viewed as a negative, having learned everything I've learned over the past year, because, you know, society is getting more rigid and more negative and more indoors. So it's no surprise that there are more of the difficult symptoms manifesting, becoming more obvious. But there's just so many truly wonderful people that have had incredible impact on this world that have ADHD. You've got Serena Williams, you've got Emma Watson, you've got Richard Branson, Walt Disney. You know, there's a lot of people. And it's over the last year, I suppose having Leo, who's nearly three, from that point in time, which, by the way, 5 weeks after he was born is when we unveiled the rebranded True Start. So I think that was an inflection point in me embracing, like, being more comfortable with who I am more. And I think that's just a bit of a growing up thing, you know, you do, don't you? And when you're not the priority anymore because you've had a child, like, you just, there's a lot more self-acceptance. So that probably started me on the journey. But it was actually a light bulb moment in that lockdown. That was like, and I'm learning about it, and learning and talking to people that have various like neurobiological conditions. And that is what has made me really, and also it has just made me like, I heard this quote from an amazing woman called Tracy Otsuka, who I was on her like ADHD podcast. It's the most listened to ADHD podcast in the world. She's like my across the pond in America, like twin sister. I'm sure she's just like, we clicked so much. She said to me, I believe that the best higher purposes in life are the ones that make sense of your past. And I was, oh my God, resonate that so much, because here we are doing True Start. We have been for like nearly 6 years, and it all makes sense now because of this realization and everything over the past year. And that to me, it's made me just so driven to just driven with everything, with True Start, with spreading positive emotion, because I actually believe it changes lives. And having the kids and everything, and I want them to grow up in a world where they really believe that they can have an impact. I don't want them to feel like they're slaves to the status quo. That has made me even more like fire in my belly. Like, I really want to show them that that is possible, and it doesn't matter what their impact is, like what they want it to be. It doesn't matter who they want to be, but just to give them that confidence to be that and do that. I've never ever felt more like that. It's just so important.
So much of what you're saying is what, yeah, just firing me up really and giving me lots of things to say. But I just first of all wanted to reflect on the fact that what you're saying there about having that like light bulb moment of even though, like you said, you were diagnosed when you were seven, so it's not like you didn't know, but you didn't know.
I know. And like when I was seven, it's like what, 25 years ago, honestly, the knowledge about ADHD was close to zero. Yeah. Like, my dad was telling me that it was the first time they'd ever heard of it when I was diagnosed.
I went through something very similar, but with an autoimmune condition. And again, it's kind of same thing of, I'd already been diagnosed, but I had these moments where I was suddenly like, oh, your experience of life is different from other people's experience of life, which is what you just said. And I just think that's that's very freeing in many ways. And I'm sure there's so many people listening who there's going to be something,
that,
you know,
it, like it what, was whatever that realization is, you know, for me was like, oh my God, it's not that there's something wrong with me.
Yes.
Exactly. It's like, oh, this is my journey through life. This is my, like, this is just part of my
Because you go from trying to fix yourself to accepting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very powerful, very freeing step to go through. Dun, dun, dun. That's where we are going to leave this episode for today. You can come back for more from Helena in part two, which will be coming soon.
So we can't always control the situations that are going on outside of us, but we can be in control of how we react to those situations. And that is what mind styling is all about.